Well, folks, a wonderful thank you. Thank you. Tony, Avery, Aaron, you know, this guy is not only one of the most the word virtuoso comes to mind when I look around the whole stage, but this is one of the best cats I've ever met in this business, and we'd like to hear another one.
Okay.
I'm thinking. Thank you for coming again.
Thanks, Doug. All right. Yeah. Send a hand for Doug again.
If I was Bobby Thompson, I would play classical jazz for you.
Which one?
That's Reuben's Train.
Reuben's Train.
You want to do that? Just move up in D?
Yeah, we can do that.
That's Reuben and D, yeah. Reuben and D?
I got about 2 o'clock this morning to get here, you know. I rode on my bicycle all the way here. This guy just did a 50-mile bike ride for a charity, which is pretty amazing. 50-mile bike ride. We've got like a sort of an SUV. He stood all the way up here in the car. It's really amazing. You should have seen it. So we're going to do the first tune that Earl Scruggs ever played in the three-finger style. Earl Scruggs is still the greatest banjo player who ever lived and ever will live in the five-string picking world. He had a very dry sense of humor. I was doing a duet show with Bela Fleck, I don't know, 20 years ago even, at Merlefest down in North Carolina. And I went over to Bela's hotel, just off-site, to practice with him a little bit. And we're standing, he met me in the lobby, and we were standing at the elevator about to go up to his room. And the door opens for the elevator, and out comes Earl and his wife, Louise. And I'd heard that Earl had just bought Tammy Wynette's mansion in Nashville. And I said, "Well, Earl, I hear you have a new house." And he said, "Well, it ain't exactly new." That's subtle. So anyway, this is the first song he played in the three-finger style. He started out playing two fingers. There were people around him in North Carolina that played three-finger, a guy named Rex Brooks, another guy named Smith Hammett. And Earl's dad had a banjo. Earl's dad passed when Earl was about 4 years old, but he picked up the banjo when he was about six, and he started playing in the two-finger style. And then he said, you know, maybe he was maybe 8 or 10 years old, whatever, and suddenly that other finger got in there. He said, "Tony, it's just like the movies, that other finger got in there," and suddenly he's playing three-finger style banjo. And I always thought they should make a biopic about Earl Scruggs, maybe starring Sylvester Stallone, or I don't know who. Maybe I'm just dreaming. Anyway, here's Reuben, and thanks again. I'll just play it once, two-finger style, so you can hear how he probably did it, kind of. And then why don't you come in on the second time through.